Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Dean, I'm glad you're talking about this Little Mermaid commercial, because a lot of people watched the Oscars and wondered, wait a minute, is that a commercial? And if so, how much did Disney pay for that?
Yeah, everybody was surprised when Halle Bailey, who plays Ariel in the new live-action version of Little Mermaid, and our pal Melissa McCarthy, who plays Ursula in it, came out on the stage, and they did a little presentation, and then they showed a trailer for The Little Mermaid. Not part of the Oscars at all, except, you know, it was movie-related, and I was happy because we got to see some footage from The Little Mermaid, but it just seemed so oddly placed in there. And now we are learning that it was something that was paid for, that Disney, which owns ABC, by the way, paid $10 million for that presentation, for the 30-second commercial, basically, for A Little Mermaid. So it was Disney who paid Disney for the presentation. Money went from the left hand to the right hand. But that's how much, you know, basically commercials go for in Academy Awards, Super Bowl, you know, the highest rated shows of the year, every year.
Yeah, well, I think it was effective. We're hearing about Quentin Tarantino making what he is calling his last movie. Well, why would he wrap up his career now?
He's been talking about this for a couple of years now, that he feels like he's done everything that he, you know, has wanted to do, that he's going to do one more movie, and then he's going to call it quits. And so he was doing an interview a couple of days ago and said that he's just begun working on the new movie, and that it is supposed to be about a 1970s movie critic. So that's really all we know about it. So
it sounds interesting. You know,
is it going to be Roger Ebert? Is it going to be Gene Siskel? Is it going to be, you know, somebody else? I'm rooting for Roy Leonard myself, but, you know, who knows? Who knows what that's going to wind up being? But, you know, it's it doesn't 100% sound like a Quentin Tarantino movie either, because his movies are usually, you know, ultra-filled with violence and outrageousness, and, you know, this sounds like it's just going to be a little more straightforward. We'll see.
Now, well, violence, outrageousness, that could be Siskel and Ebert when you think about it, I guess.
Well, that's true at certain points of their career.
Yeah.
Roger used to tell me stories about stuff like that. Yeah.
Now, what's going on with wearing masks on movie sets? You have a story about this today.
Yeah, most of the movie sets are still requiring their people to wear masks when they're interacting with each other. The crew and the performers, when they're not on camera, they are asking them, just as a precaution, to still wear masks. A lot of places are still doing that. They just want to err on the side of caution. And actress Tilda Swinton has said that she refuses now to wear a mask. She was appearing at the South by Southwest Film Festival, basically, in Austin, Texas, the other day. And she was told, with a production that she's working on right now in Ireland, that you had to wear a mask during the entire production of the movie. And Tilda Swinton said that she refuses to wear a mask, that she doesn't think it's necessary, that she is super healthy, and she said she's not going to do it, you know, I guess because of COVID numbers being down. Certainly the number of people dying with COVID is down, but she's decided to, you know, make up her own mind with this, and never mind what the production company wants to do. You know, only takes you know, one person to get COVID before the whole production is shut down, and the production company loses a tremendous amount of money. So that's why that's the production company's interest in this. You know, mm-hmm. it's not losing money. You know, we remember a lot of companies that completely had to shut down because COVID outbreaks took place. That was, you know, during the worst of the pandemic. But she refuses. So whether she stays on this movie or not, it's going to be interesting. You remember during the pandemic when some people refused to wear masks or take precautions, they lost their jobs. So we'll see if Tilda Swinton does or, you know, becomes an example to everybody else so that you can do whatever you want.
I think I saw one person in the audience in the Oscars with a mask, and whoever it was, I'm not sure who it was, quickly took it off when the camera was on her. But
yeah, Jessica
people...
Chastain.
Oh, was that? That's right. That was Jessica Chastain. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, when she was sitting there, and Jimmy Kimmel was walking and, you know, talking to people, she had a mask on, and then took it off. You know, and then, you know, people can, if it's not required someplace, you can either wear a mask or not. Mm-hmm. I still do sometimes, and, you know, if I think of it in settings where I'm around a lot of people, I don't mind erring on the side of caution. But if it's required someplace, you know, what do you do? You got to make a decision, I guess. That said, also, I know about six people right now that got COVID, fully vaccinated, pretty careful, but. You know, it only takes one little germ to infiltrate for you to get it. But I know about six people that have it right now. It's not like it was in the old days, the early part of the pandemic, but it's still going around.
Oh, yeah. I was just reading about numbers being up in Michigan. Talking entertainment with Dean Richards, and for spring vacation next year, people may want to go to Taylor Swift, Arizona, I guess. Tell us about
yes,
this, Dean.
I love the story after all of the you know, the debacle that took place for the Taylor Swift tour when the tickets went on sale and the meltdown of Ticketmaster, basically. You know, one town, Glendale, Arizona, is doing an honorary name change for their city. Glendale, Arizona is now called Swift City because that's where Taylor Swift is kicking off her tour this coming Friday and Saturday. She's performing at, you know, this little town just outside of Phoenix. Interestingly, for all the trouble, you know, that everybody went through for tickets with Ticketmaster to get them in advance. Apparently, tickets are available for the show for a couple of $100. You know, I would imagine for $200, they're not the greatest seats in the world, but you want to get away for the weekend, go to Arizona. A lot of people do this time of year. Go to Swift City. call your airline and say you want to book a flight to Swift City and see what happens.
What's there to watch on TV this week?
Yeah, the home video list is out, and you know, top of the list is Ted Lasso. It is debuting on Apple TV Plus. It's on right now. Third, and they have more than hinted that this is going to be the final season for Ted Lasso, so you can check that out. On Netflix, starting tomorrow, there is season two of the fantasy series Shadow and Bone. It's about a woman who has magical powers trying to stop an evil supernatural villain bent on world domination. So, you know, basically your average kind of plot line. We also have a new series that is debuting on Amazon Prime on Friday that's called Swarm. It's about a fan who has an obsession with kind of like a Beyonce type a pop star, you know, big superstar of the world. And there's also one called Class of 07. That is on Amazon Prime. That is about a tidal wave hitting an Australian all-girls school during a 10-year class reunion. A new movie that's premiering on Hulu this week. It's called Boston Strangler. This one I actually saw, and it stars Keira Knightley and Chicago's very own Carrie Coons, the wife of the Tony Award-winning playwright Tracy Letts, who they play two journalists. This is based on a true story. Two journalists who pursued the case, the famous case of the Boston Strangler back in the 1970s, and the kind of sexism that these two female journalists faced, trying to uncover, you know, this big story when nobody in at all in journalism was trying to help them. It's very interesting. I didn't think I knew a lot about the Boston Strangler, but I thought I, you know, had kind of a working knowledge of this very famous case. And this just opens up a whole new world of knowledge on it. And Keira Knightley is very good, and Carrie Coons is one of those actresses that can do no wrong. So that's on Hulu starting on Friday. Chicago's very own Mandy Patinkin is starring in a new Netflix animated adventure. He provides a voice along with Miranda Richardson and Benedict Wong for a animated film called The Magician's Elephant, about a boy's adventure to follow his own destiny. And there's also a new reality show, which is debuting on Peacock starting on Thursday, called The Queen's Court. Single women, famous single women, looking for love in, you know, all the wrong places. Tamar Braxton, Nevea, and Evelyn Lozado, three pretty big stars in the R&B star in that one. This documentary, Bob, has got your name written all over it, this last one that I've got. It's not the last one, but it's one that you'll be especially interested in. It's called Back to the Drive-In, which is a look back at, you know, this old school way of taking the whole family, piling them in the car, sometimes sneaking them in the trunk, and, you know, going to see a movie at a drive-in. And so it's a look back at that, but also how there are about 10 drive-ins around the country that are, you know, working to try to bring all of this back. Drive-ins had kind of a little bit of a resurgence of popularity during the pandemic, mm-hmm. the early days of the pandemic, but this one really takes a deep dive into it. It's on iTunes, it's on Amazon, it's on Google Play and Vudu. Again, it's called Back to the Drive-In. And finally, there's a Bono, a U2 documentary called Bono and the Edge. U2 returns to Dublin to talk about their career. David Letterman hosts this one, and that's on Disney Plus starting on Friday.
That one sounds good. I'll check that out. Thank you, Dean. We'll talk tomorrow.
See you.